Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The healer is in the
house. Jesus! Jesus! Glory!
The healer is living on the inside of us right now. Glory to God. Somebody, blood disease got healed. Just as I said that. Leukemia. Glory to God. All high blood pressure. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Any kind of contamination of blood, something wrong with your arteries, something wrong with your veins. Varicose veins are being healed right now. Glory to God. You don't have any business with that. No. The scripture says right there in 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world. Well, he doesn't have varicose veins. He doesn't have leukemia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say that Jesus bore my leukemia. Therefore, I don't have it. Would you like to hear a little story about that?
Yes.
Good. This woman and her daughter came to Billy Burke's service. And the mother had leukemia. He laid hands on her. She fell out under the power. Went home, went to bed, woke up the next morning, and her bed was covered in blood. Well, that's a little bit discerning, you know. And so she said, her daughter said, we better go on to the doctor. She said, well, I feel fine. No, well, okay. She said, bring your robe. So she dressed and took this robe. And they went to her doctor that had been treating her for leukemia. And she said, now, when mother woke up this morning, her bed was full of blood. Well, of course, the doctor was concerned about it. But then the daughter told the doctor what had happened the night before, that hands had been laid on her. So she said, check that blood. He did. It was full of leukemia. Then he checked her blood and is totally clear. Well, who is it that's no respecter of persons here? What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Now, why do I say that? Because the moment Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you were healed.
Amen.
Go to the 13th chapter of the book of Luke.
Glory.
I'll come back there to Matthew 8. But I want you to see this in Luke chapter 13. Verse 11. Behold, okay, look. There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. You see who did this? A spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord answered and said, you hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Now, here's what I want you to see. She's the daughter of Abraham. The moment that God made covenant with Abraham, that woman was loosed. But nobody told her about it. Now, where was the guy? Let's look at it again. The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus healed on the Sabbath and said unto the people, 6 days in which men ought to work. Well, where have you been for 18 years, Doc? Now, she was bound up like an animal. The leader of the synagogue thought more of a donkey than he did that woman.
Lord help us.
Not Jesus. It didn't make any difference what day of the week it was. The minute he saw her, he said, come here. He didn't preach first. The moment he saw her, he said, come here. Now, who is it that has arthritis in your back online? You have to, oh. Hey, Jesus said, come here, baby.
All right.
Okay. Oh! Yeah! Backs are being healed right now. Someone right below the shoulder here that's just been just painful and stiff and stuck, glory to God. Just whip that arm up there, hallelujah. Do something you couldn't do because the healer's in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Eyes are being healed. Eyes. I prayed and sought God. Let's go to the 4th chapter of Luke and just sought the Lord over this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captives and recovering of sight. I said, Lord, I want to preach that. I want to preach that recovering of sight. I desire that in this ministry. I desire it. And nothing. I mean, you know, of course I can preach it just because Jesus said it, and I do, and did. But I just held that before the Lord. I said, I like that. And that needs to come in this ministry. And occasionally there would be this and that, and I've had a lot of people. Now, let me tell you this. You're believing for your eyesight. Don't throw your glasses away. Particularly if your driver's license say you have to have them. You don't become a lawbreaker. No. Let me tell you how to do that. May I borrow your
glasses? Yes, sir. Glasses, you can, Brother Copeland.
I don't need them, but I'll you put your glasses right there by your bed. And when you wake up in the morning, Lord, my eyes are healed, glory to God, because that's your ministry, sight to the blind. I'm not blind, but I need some help here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you that my eyes are healed. 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 And every time you meet somebody, I just want to thank God my eyes are healed.
My eyes are healed.
My eyes are healed.
My eyes are healed.
Thank you,
Lord. My eyes are healed.
There was a woman that she, as a young child, her eyes were crossed. And so she wore these very thick glasses so that she could see. And she had to do that when right before she'd get up, even during the night. If she got up, she had to put her glasses on. And so, and Brother Hagin laid his hands on her, and she took her glasses off. And she said, I'm running up on the curbs and everything else. So he said, she said, I finally just had to put my glasses back. And so he told her what I just demonstrated there.
Thank you, Lord.
And so then there were, he and Aretha had been away from her. I think it's something like, I believe it was over a year, 18 months or so. Then they saw her later, and she was not wearing glasses at all. And they asked her about it. She said, I did what you said religiously. I did it day in, day out, day in, day out. I did it for 6 months. No, she said, I did it for 3 months. I couldn't tell any difference. I did it for 6 months. I couldn't tell any difference. But right there at the end of 9 months, suddenly my eyes were perfect. What if she had quit in 8 months? She would have continued to wear glasses. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with wearing glasses. I have hearing aids. You have seeing aids. Now, I foul my ears up with guns and loud airplanes and things like that. And they didn't come out with a product that would actually protect your ears until the Bose Corporation invented noise-canceling headsets.
Yes.
Had we had that back when I started, I wouldn't have these in my ears. But I messed them up with guns as much as anything else. And I remember the day I was at the prayer cabin. I was about to go deer hunting that morning, and so I sighted in my rifle. And my ears rang, but in times past, it would go away. And that day, it didn't go away. And then, finally, I got tired of reading lips and got these hearing aids. Amen. And the time will come when I don't need them. Because my daughter, Kelly, laid her hands on me. And so I continually confess that.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you this. The first time I wore them to preach, I was preaching on the Navajo reservation. And, and of course, Brother Weeder had my Bible case and had my phone in there. And we just put it on, the ringer on silent. And while I was preaching, my phone rang in my ears. Because I can talk on the telephone through these hearing aids.
Wow.
I didn't even know that when they put them in there. And my phone is ringing while I was preaching. And I got so tickled, I thought, this gives a new meaning to ringing in the ears. But a lot of people have had their ears healed in these healing schools under Gloria, under me, under Brother Hagin. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It'll work. Amen. Because 2,100 years ago, my Lord Jesus bore bad hearing, ruptured eardrums, inflammation and infection of the ears in his own body on the tree.
Yes.
Glory to God. That we would have good hearing. Those that have any need of this, just put your hands over your ears. and say this, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Therefore,
I lay my hands
on my ears. And I fully expect
my ears to recover
now.
Now.
So in the name of Jesus, I hear well.
I hear good.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, give the Lord another praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now go back to the book of Matthew. Now, praise God. In the 14th verse, in the 13th verse, Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And what was the centurion's name?
Cornelius.
Good, you remember that. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Now, let's deal with fever. That's one of the symptoms of the flu. But now, the physician, Luke, said it was a great fever. So, I'm thinking more in the line of typhoid. A killer. Amen. And it said he rebuked the fever. Well, can fevers hear?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Can leprosy hear?
Yes.
Can trees hear?
Yes.
I asked that fig tree.
Glory to God.
Then your body can hear?
Yes.
It can hear you.
Yes.
Here's another thing that I have learned over the years, that our words resonate down through every nerve in the body. The nerves of the body, that's the body's electrical system. That's the body's electrical system. And you know what it can do? You scoot across a carpet and touch somebody and just give them a good shock. Why? Because your body is capable of electricity. Now, oh, I love to tell this. I had a little thing right there about the size of a grain of rice. And I just noticed it. And it was white. And it got where it itched a little bit. And I scratched it. And when I did, man, it puffed up there and got sore. So I thought, well, maybe I better have that looked at. And I went to the doctor, and lovely man. Yeah, he said, we'll take a look at it, but he said, I can pretty well tell you it's malignant. I said, okay. So then, and he did, and then he came back, yeah, that it was cancer, skin cancer. Well, I didn't think much about it. The only thing I thought was James 5. That's the first thing that came across my mind. Let them call on the elders of the church. They'll pray over and anoint them with oil. Well, let's look at it. I'm coming back to Matthew 8. James 5. Now, don't start with James 5. Start with James 1. It starts off in faith. And it's a book of corrections. He goes through all of these different corrections and finally gets down to the place where you're ready to be healed. Same thing as 1 Peter chapter 2. Don't start with the 24th verse. Start with the first verse. There's 23 verses ahead of that. And all of them are corrections. Make the corrections and then you qualify. You're ready for healing. That's true anywhere in the Bible. So, and I went to my pastor, Pastor George and Terry. They were there in our kitchen. And John was away and Kelly was away. And they were there on the phone. Gloria was there and her friend BB was there. And so I stuck my hand out there, just thrilled to prove one more time that the faith works. Glory to God. And so Pastor George took that oil and he prayed and he read James 5. Is any merry? Now, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Is there any among you afflicted? See, he's still correcting right up to the last moment. Afflicted, let him pray. Any merry, let him sing songs. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, which I did. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It's the same word as healed. Healed, saved. It's all the same word throughout the New Testament. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he've committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, here I am. I held my hand out there. And pastor went through all of those things and he took that oil and he just touched that. And an electrical shock went through me. I mean, it's like suddenly I just plugged into something and I went, and I thought, that did it. That's over. Well, then I had to go to another specialist and about 30 minutes later, they came back in there and said, well, Mr. Copeland, there's no more cancer cells in there. And I thought, well, I could have told you that before you. So I'm telling you right now, cancers are being healed all over this place, all over that place, praise God. And if somebody gives you a report of cancer, don't get upset about it. That's one of the worst things you can do is say, oh no, I'm going to die. Get over into that place where you don't care.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
The threat of sickness and fear may be all around you. However, to the believer, the word of God is full of promises to make you victorious over every attack of the enemy. Healing and wholeness are yours in Christ Jesus. In Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland explains that it really is God's will for you to be healed. This series, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. It is God's unconditional love for you that holds the power to propel your spirit, soul, and body into wholeness and your life to a place of victory. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks His promises. Find out how to believe and trust in God's love for you and have faith to be made whole. The key ingredient to wholeness of spirit, soul, and body is your faith. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, available on DVD or MP3, and discover this number one key to answered prayer. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Each month, KCM sends the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine to partners and friends around the world. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland sew this monthly publication free of charge. Since 1973, the BVOV magazine has been bringing the good news of the gospel to generations of families. Each edition is filled with teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest ministers that will build your faith. There's also a section of partner testimonies. These victory stories will encourage and inspire you to believe God for things in your life. Go to kcm.org to request your free subscription. You can receive your magazine by mail, or you can read the interactive digital copy on the website. The online version contains bonus content and videos and downloads. Whichever way you receive your magazine, when you find life-changing truths from the Word of God, be sure to share or post them to your family and friends. Remember, the Branson Victory Campaign is April 7th through 9th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle in Branson, Missouri, and go to kcm.org for all the details. This is Spencer Nordyke, and I want to remind you that Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
In 2022, make time to receive God's Word and direction for your life. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss another first, the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Come expecting to fill up on the meat of God's Word at our annual hometown meeting. KCM events are free to attend. Don't miss out on the opportunity to sow God's Word into your life. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.